No, actually, it doesn't. It doesn't look familiar.
I didn't really think much of it. I just walked past.
Now that you see it, like, do you remember ever walking past it?
No.
If you've ever walked past the Fairchildren, and specifically East Fairchild, or if you've ever walked past Kresge, or if you've ever walked out of Fisk and Losey, then you may have noticed this steep downhill going towards this gray door. It's surrounded by these rock-looking bricks, and it's pretty unclear what's located there. So one day, when walking out of class, I saw it and I thought to myself, what is that? So I decided to go find out. From WNUR News, you're listening to News at 6.
Walking into the vestibule of the LSF, and we're going through a chamber that helps to maintain temperature and humidity control. And now we are in the main chamber of the LSF. Allow me to turn the lights on so you can see.
That was the voice of Kevin Leonard, university archivist, who has been working in the Northwestern Archives for over 42 years. Kevin graduated from Northwestern in 1977 and has been working in the university archives ever since. After going through multiple doors, card checks, and security mechanisms, we finally entered where the mysterious door leads to.
And it is a basic structure in that it is not meant to be physically attractive or appealing. You know, since we're underground, we have no windows, there are no concessions to beauty.
The LSF inside looks like a long corridor packed with stacks and stacks of bookshelves that slide to accommodate for more space.
So it's a big storage facility for the university.
That was Sarah Picard, the Dean of Libraries and the Charles Deering McCormick University Librarian. Kevin now explains the main items that are featured inside the LSF.
To some degree, books and magazines, newspapers, journals. But most of the material that we have in here will be written records, university records, or personal papers of individuals. So we have millions upon millions, uncounted millions of documents. So we're looking at official records of the institution, reports, publications, et cetera, that help document Northwestern or the people who are associated with Northwestern.
And even if everything here were to be digitized, it is still critical to have the documents themselves.
If you're a research library that saves one-of-a-kind material like archives, you might be the only library that has that thing and you don't dare throw out the original.
And there is a wide variety of cool objects featured in the LSF, such as objects detailing the life of graduate Jackie Mayer, who won the Miss America contest in 1963. Jackie was a talented singer from a young age. However, after suffering from a stroke, her career nearly got derailed. Fortunately, she was able to recover, sing again, and eventually became a motivational speaker for those impacted by disabilities.
Hers is an inspirational tale of someone who overcame adversity.
Here's an example of the work featured about Jackie.
You and I are looking at now is a round that is painted red, white, and blue. It has a picture of Miss Mayer in the center. It says, "Welcome home, Jackie Mayer," dated 1963. This is an object that hung in multiple copies on lampposts, streetlights, in her hometown of Sandusky, Ohio.
And there's also some sports artifacts, too.
All right, so that's a Northwestern football jersey from 1904, 1905. It's purple. It's bright purple. I've seen photographs of these teams, and the photographs are always black and white. So in my mind, I think about years past, that everything was black and white. And so when this thing arrived at archives and I opened the box, I was bowled over.
Interacting with so many materials from people who have passed away, it made me wonder, has Kevin ever believed in ghosts or even interacted with them?
No, not in the spooky sense, not in the supernatural sense. I don't. Never had a spectral encounter. I've spent so many years, in effect, communicating with the dead and helping the voices of people from earlier periods of time survive into the present and express themselves to our patrons. That I think if there were ghosts, one of them would have tapped me on the shoulder by now. And that hasn't happened, so.
Kevin said every single day on the job, he has found something that has intrigued him. However, there is one moment that stands out. Early in his career, the archives unit went to collect records at Northwestern's downtown campus in a formerly locked room and bring the records back to the library. As they went through the room, Kevin found a paper bag in the back.
Grabbed the paper bag to see what the heck is in there, and I opened it, and the first thing I pulled out was a ransom note from the 1920s.
The ransom note was for Bobby Franks, the son of the wealthy Franks family, who was kidnapped and murdered in Chicago in May of 1924.
That document is from one of the most notorious and known crimes in American history. It's the Leopold and Loeb crime.
Kevin was shocked.
I don't think my knee buckled, but I knew it was something really significant. And I knew immediately, and I was in my 20s at the time, I knew immediately that if I stayed in the archives trade for a long period of time, which I did, my career is kind of over at that point. I will never find anything like that again. And I haven't. You know, that something that noteworthy. We've got wonderful collections, magnificent materials in here, but something that was so well known in its day that I would never see anything like that again. And in a way, I'm glad, because it is reflective of something that was dreadful.
And empowering people to continue to tell their stories and future generations to learn about the land they're standing upon makes Kevin feel he has a pretty fulfilling job.
I believe that the university, through this program of saving historical records, is doing something nice for people. We're in the business of collecting material that will support and sustain research and hopefully increase the knowledge of the people who do that research or the readers of the product of that research. That's our mission, but undoubtedly, I get to make people happy.
So next time you're walking near the Rock, the Medill Buildings, the Fairchildren, Kresge, or even near Maine, just think you're really close to a whole underground archival treasure trove. Reporting for WNUR News, I'm Margot Emuel.